It's 7:13. Now, you expect concept cars, of course, at the auto show. But how about a new concept for wounded warriors? WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, checked it out.
Here at the 2012 Washington Auto Show, this is a very real feeling simulator created by Freedom Behind the Wheel, a Northern Virginia nonprofit, to help wounded warriors.
Be able to drive to the store in a safe manner.
Travis Eddy is an electrical engineer with Freedom Behind the Wheel.
These are hand controls where you have the throttles are both on the wheel. There's a brake right next to the wheel separately. You know, go into a corner hot, tap the brakes a little bit, slow the car down, stay in the throttle and keep the wheels happy.
And this simulator can help wounded warriors dealing with PTSD.
Our goal is to get, you know, donations and financial help so that we can get some of these simulators in the hospitals. Also to get these hand controls in cars so that they can drive a car safely to work. If it snows and they're stuck in snow, we want to make sure that they can safely maneuver home.
We have a link at WTOP.com. Search Mad About Town. And you can see and test the Freedom Behind the Wheel simulator here at the 2012 Washington Auto Show. Open through next weekend at the Washington Convention Center. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
7:14, we have 33 degrees in Washington now.